Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Surrounded by Idiots, Revised and Expanded Edition by Thomas Erickson is a popular communication and workplace psychology guide built around a simple idea. Many everyday conflicts come from misreading other people's communication styles. Using a color-based model of four behavior patterns, the book helps readers recognize how different types tend to speak, decide, handle conflict, and respond to pressure. Erickson frames the approach as a practical tool for real life, not a clinical diagnosis, and encourages readers to adjust their message so it lands with the person in front of them. In business settings, the method is positioned as a way to reduce friction in meetings, improve sales and negotiation outcomes, and strengthen leadership clarity. In personal life, it is offered as a way to lower emotional escalation and increase cooperation. The revised and expanded edition updates examples and adds more guidance on applying the model consistently without turning it into labeling or stereotyping. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the four-type framework and why people talk past each other. The book centers on a four-type behavior framework often represented by colors. Each type is presented as a cluster of observable tendencies such as pace, directness, emotional expressiveness, and preference for structure. Erickson's core argument is that communication breaks down when people assume others interpret messages the same way they do. A direct, fast-moving person may think they are being efficient, while a more cautious colleague experiences the same approach as abrupt or unsafe. Someone who values harmony may soften feedback to preserve relationships, while a results-driven listener hears vagueness and avoids action. The model offers a shared vocabulary for describing these differences without immediately blaming character or intent. The practical value is in noticing what you see, how someone asks questions, how they react under time pressure, whether they prefer details or big picture framing, and how they handle disagreement. Rather than promising perfect prediction, the framework is positioned as a starting point for better hypotheses about what the other person needs in order to listen, decide, and collaborate. Used carefully, it can reduce needless conflict by shifting attention from who is right to how to make understanding more likely. Secondly, reading behavior cues without turning people into labels. A major risk with any typology is oversimplification. The book emphasizes using the categories as a tool for awareness, not a rigid box. People show different behaviors across contexts. A manager may be decisive in familiar territory, but cautious in a high-stakes legal or financial discussion. Stress, incentives, group dynamics, and authority relationships can all change what you observe. Erickson encourages readers to focus on patterns over time and to separate behavior from personality or value judgments. That means watching for repeated signals, such as whether a person seeks quick closure or prefers to explore options, whether they respond to enthusiasm or to evidence, and whether they need social rapport before discussing work. The revised and expanded framing also matters because it can highlight respectful use of the model, avoid diagnosing others, avoid using types as excuses, and stay open to being wrong. The practical takeaway is to treat the framework like a map rather than the territory. You can plan a route, but you still look out the window. By combining observation with humility, readers can gain a usable way to interpret behavior cues while maintaining psychological safety and fairness in teams and relationships. Thirdly, adapting your message to each style in business communication. The book's most actionable promise is communication adaptation, tailoring how you present information so it matches what the other person prioritizes. In a workplace, this can change the outcomes of meetings, feedback conversations, sales calls, and negotiations. For a fast, goal-oriented style, Erickson's approach generally favors clarity, brevity, and options framed around results, risks, and next steps. For a more socially driven style, the guidance tends to prioritize connection, recognition, and an engaging narrative that makes the goal feel shared. For detail-oriented and methodical styles, the emphasis shifts toward preparation, data, definitions, and time to think, with fewer surprises and more structure. For calmer, stability-seeking styles, the message benefits from reassurance, predictability, and a focus on process and support. The broader lesson is that effectiveness is not only what you say, but how you package it, pace, tone, level of detail, and the order in which you present information. When applied consistently, these adjustments can reduce misunderstandings, shorten decision cycles, and make collaboration smoother, especially in cross-functional teams where people interpret the same message through very different filters. Fourthly, handling conflict, feedback, and stress reactions across types. Conflict often escalates when people react to stress in predictable but incompatible ways. The book connects each behavior style to common pressure responses. Some double down on control and speed, some become more talkative and persuasive, some retreat into analysis, and some disengage to avoid disruption. Recognizing these patterns can help readers intervene earlier, before a disagreement turns personal. In feedback situations, the model encourages calibrating both content and delivery. A blunt critique may motivate one person and demoralize another. Vague encouragement may feel supportive to some and unhelpful to others who want direct, measurable expectations. The approach also provides a lens for self-management, noticing your own default stress response and deliberately choosing behaviors that increase cooperation. In teams, leaders can use the framework to prevent predictable friction, such as pairing visionary idea generation with a plan for follow-through and making room for both rapid decision-making and careful risk assessment. The benefit is not avoiding conflict, but making it more productive. By interpreting reactions as style-driven rather than malicious, readers can choose de-escalation tactics that fit the moment, such as slowing the pace, clarifying expectations, acknowledging feelings, or moving the discussion from opinions to criteria and next actions. Lastly, applying the model to leadership, hiring, and everyday relationships, beyond individual conversations, the book positions the four-type model as a practical framework for building healthier systems. For leaders, it suggests that motivation is not one-size-fits-all. Some people respond to autonomy and ambitious targets, others to recognition and team energy, others to clear roles and quality standards, and others to security, steady routines, and support. Understanding these differences can improve delegation, coaching, and performance management. In hiring and role design, the framework can encourage thinking about fit, which roles demand fast decision-making, which demand precision, which demand relationship building, and which demand relationship building, and which demand patient coordination. Used ethically, it can help teams balance strengths rather than replicate a single dominant style. The model is also applicable at home, where recurring conflicts often mirror workplace miscommunication. One partner wants quick decisions, the other wants discussion, one wants detailed planning, the other wants flexibility. The book's key value in daily life is increased empathy paired with concrete tactics. Instead of arguing about who is difficult, readers can experiment with small adjustments in timing, wording, and expectations. Over time, that mindset can create more trust, fewer repeated misunderstandings, and a stronger ability to collaborate across differences without losing authenticity. In conclusion, this book fits readers who work with people every day and want a simple, memorable way to improve communication. Managers, team leads, sales professionals, project managers, customer-facing staff, and anyone navigating frequent misunderstandings at work or at home. It can benefit a reader's life by turning vague frustration into practical choices. When you can spot what a person likely needs to feel heard, you can adjust pace, detail, tone, and structure instead of repeating the same message louder. That often reduces conflict, speeds up decisions, and makes feedback easier to give and receive. The model also helps with self-awareness, because noticing your default style under stress can prevent you from reacting in ways that damage trust. Compared to similar communication books, its advantage is accessibility and immediate usability. The color-based framework is easy to remember, easy to discuss in teams, and straightforward to test in real conversations. The revised and expanded edition adds more guidance for applying the ideas responsibly, which matters because typologies can become stereotypes if used carelessly. For readers who want practical behavioral tools rather than abstract theory, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Thomas Erickson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.